Hare Krishna. Once the sacrifice for Krishna should be so great that it will lead to an extreme degree of tolerance in a devotee. Without such degree of tolerance, devotional service will only be an hallucination or a sentimental expression of emotion. It cannot be very solidly, steadily situated endeavor. For instance, a Vaishnava devotee of the Lord is naturally soft-hearted. He cannot tolerate seeing even an ant crushed under someone's foot. What to speak of such a devotee willing to see a child being killed or a newborn child being killed, and that too one's own child being killed, not just one child, a series of 6 children, one after another being ruthlessly killed, and those children also you personally agree to go and hand over to a merciless butcher like Kamsa, to whom he is ready to hand over. Somebody may ask, a grihastha, a man, does he not deserve to protect such innocent children who are newborn, who don't even know who they are, what are they being led to? How can somebody be so merciless? But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that one's attachment to Krishna should be so deep-rooted that Vasudeva considered, Krishna is my only son. For his sake, I will do anything. I am ready to sacrifice even the most difficult thing to sacrifice also. And I will tolerate even the most difficult things to tolerate in this world. Because Krishna is my life and soul. And he is my pran. So, because of such consideration, Vasudeva could sacrifice the most difficult to sacrifice things in the world for any parent, namely one's own children, going and voluntarily handing over to Kamsa for the sake of Krishna to appear eventually. And that is why this famous verse says, Kim dussaham nu sadhunam vidusham kim apekshitam. Kim karyam kadaryanam dustyajam kim dhritatmanam. Dhritatmanam means one whose heart is carrying Krishna or attached to Krishna. Dhritatmanam. One who has accepted Krishna as his prana or life and soul. Such a devotee is called dhritatmanam. So when one has accepted Krishna as the be all and end all and nothing else in life, for him, kim dussaham nu sadhunam. What is difficult to do sahan, or difficult to tolerate for such a saintly devotee? And vidusham kim apekshitam. How can such a devotee have any material expectations from anyone or anything in this world? But all his spiritual aspirations are completely fulfilled by the Lord because of his one-pointed surrender to the Lord and high degree of sacrifice and great amount of tolerance. When one's tolerance attains such a level, focus on Krishna will become well-rounded and want for Krishna will become visible for a devotee. Otherwise, one only feels want for Maya very visible and well-rounded. Want for Krishna is like an hallucination. Or it is like some kind of hazy, cloudy picture. But want for Krishna becomes very pronounced and sharp and clear when a devotee's sacrifice and tolerance is practiced to a very great extreme. Lord himself practices such tolerance. You will see when Bhrigumuni kicked Lord Vishnu on his chest, how did Lord Vishnu behave? Similarly, when a huge rakshasa was created in front of Ambarish, for Ambarish to be killed the next one moment, how did Ambarish behave? For no good reason, when Parikshit was cursed to die in 7 days, without justifying, how Parikshit took shelter of the bank of Ganges and the Vaishnavas and the Srimad Bhagavatam. So one has to see such practical examples in the Shastras, how one with a great degree of sacrifice and tolerance, with Krishna as the only goal of life, such a person will definitely attract the attention of Krishna while chanting the holy name. Because without cultivating such sublime qualities, one's chanting of the holy name as a ritual to complete the quota will hardly attract Krishna's attention. So one should consider these things seriously, because chanting of the holy name may be difficult, and it is difficult because we have no such tolerance and we have too many expectations from other living entities all over the world. So one should minimize one's expectations from situations and people all around, and one should increase one's sacrifice and tolerance, and with such a background attitude one should call out the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Harinam Prabhu ki.